This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's a bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome on in, folks. It is Wednesday, November 27th. It's Thanksgiving Eve. Steve Geller along with Charlie Long will bring Charlie Long. It is Cullen Steele, not Charlie Long, behind the glass today. Bringing you till 6:30 this evening. That's when we'll go to pregame coverage of the Pelicans taking on the Toronto Raptors. A 7 o'clock tip-off in the Smoothie King Center. Real quick recap of today's Saints practice. The initial practice report for week 13 has come out for the black and gold. Not practicing today, Eric McCoy, Lucas Patrick, both offensive linemen, will be something to keep an eye on as we keep going forward. The team will not be practicing tomorrow on Thanksgiving. They will on Friday, though, so we'll keep an eye on all that. Limited for the black and gold, tight end Foster Moreau and running back Jamal Williams, and then a full go listed are Pete Werner. And welcome back, Tano Passanio. That window for him to get back in action has opened up for the Saints. And it'll be interesting, obviously, to see if he can provide something for them, a little bit of pass rush, defensive line depth going forward, and any kind of help in that category is definitely welcome for a black and gold bunch that's going to need to apply that pressure, especially Sunday against a guy like Matthew Stafford. Not a very mobile dude, obviously, but, man, he can sling it, very accurate, and he's got two targets that are lethal.
Oh, there's so many targets that are lethal, and they're the utmost of lethal. They're not even, like, kind of lethal. Like, on a good day, they'll kill you. On a bad day, they'll destroy you. One of them could.
You look at their numbers, both Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp, they missed time this season because of injuries, but they're still in the top 10, I think, of the NFL in receiving.
And, I mean, that speaks to them. It also speaks to Stafford.
Sure.
But, again, as I was here covering it, that Sunday game against the Eagles,
right.
If you get to Stafford, that offense just collapses.
Exactly. That's been the biggest key, getting that pressure, getting the sack numbers to give that speed up that clock in his head, make him uncomfortable. But when he's had time and hasn't had gotten sacked, obviously you see those numbers are pretty inflated in the passing category.
Now he'll tear you apart at that point.
Looking at tonight's action, we're going to be interested, obviously, the Pelicans are back, and who is also back? DeJounte Murray for the Pels. It's been a long time since the season opener. I can't believe, you know, we just got that glimpse of what it was going to be like for him in this lineup. Ends up suffering that hand injury and coming back tonight against the Toronto Raptors. And man, oh man, Colin, I've talked about it. We've said it before. This Raptor squad has not won a road game this year. Hopefully that first one is not tonight.
They're in the, I said it earlier, they're in the depths with us. They are, what, we're 4-14.
They're 4-14 too. Same identical records.
I mean, we're a 1.5 point favorite. I don't, you know, I'm not going to put money on anything. I'm just going to cross my fingers and pray that by the time I drive home, we'll be up.
Right. You saw that Brandon Ingram was not going to be playing tonight.
Brandon Ingram is out.
Right.
Trey Murphy is out. Jordan Hawkins is a game time decision. Hopefully, before we get off the air, we'll have an idea of a lineup. I believe CJ is playing. We know Murray is playing.
Right.
Eves is fine, but B.I. and Trey are going to be out tonight.
Coach Willie Green addressed the media just minutes ago talking about this matchup and obviously DeJounte Murray being back in this Pels lineup. And here's a little about what Coach Willie Green had to say pregame.
Obviously, DeJounte is a go. He's available. Just what is it going to mean to be able to get him back into the lineup?
We're all excited to have him back. He's a huge part of what we want to accomplish this year. He's a huge part of our team. He's been working his tail off to get his rhythm, get back on the floor. He's excited. And the more that we can get our guys healthy and get them on the floor, you know, the better we can see what our team looks like.
When you look at Toronto, you wouldn't think of them as, you said, getting steals and deflections, yet they're number one in the league in fast break points.
Mm-hmm.
How are they able to do that? And what's the emphasis tonight on transition defense for you?
Yeah, they're really good using their length, their size. They're scrappy. They pick you up full court, and they try to cause havoc in that way. And if you're not secure with the ball and getting into your sets with force, they can turn you over. They do a great job of executing in transition. They're a really good offensive rebounding team. So when shots go up, you know, our guys have to have an understanding that you can't just go and try to out-jump them. You got to hit bodies, secure the rebound. Now it allows us to get out an open floor.
Pirtle's averaging like 4.5 offensive rebounds by himself. How important is, you know, be mindful of him and the Raptors in general on the glass tonight?
It's a huge emphasis. In order to give ourselves the best chance to win the game, you got to keep them out of transition. You got to take care of the ball offensively. That fuels their transition, and you have to keep them off the offensive glass. They do a great job. You know, sometimes they send five guys at one time, and they're all, you know, long, athletic, physical guys. So it's a huge emphasis going into this game.
What's kind of the feel on the B.I. and Trey injuries? Do you think it's something that'll be more than just one game, or is it kind of day to day? Just what do you kind of think? You know, as far as what you know.
Well, I hope not. As far as I know, it's more of a day-to-day thing. But you know, that's more of a medical, maybe Griff question. But as far as I know, day-to-day.
And with somebody like DeJounte, knowing, you know, the idea of bringing him here was to have him be kind of the spearhead, the offense. Having a guy that's been out that long and coming back into that role, what's kind of been the emphasis to the guy kind of working him in, but also understanding that he's got to kind of get back into the flow with everybody else and understand, you know, how to execute where he can play it as well, also bringing the best out of everybody else.
Yeah, it'll be a little rust. That's to be expected for anybody that's missed as much time. But, you know, he's excited to get on the floor and attack each and every game, and we're excited to have him. I think, you know, he could surprise us and be better than we all think he can. And, you know, he's a primetime player. He's been doing it for a long time. He loves to compete, and, you know, we'll be excited to get him back.
You kind of already addressed this with that, but have you been able to tell, like, just how amped up he is to get back out there?
Yeah. He's talked about it, talked about not being able to sleep, things like that. And, you know, he's excited. He loves to get on the floor with the guys. He's been great in practices the last few days. So we're ready to get started.
That was head coach Willie Green before the Pelicans get ready to take on the Toronto Raptors, a 7 p.m. tip-off right here on WWL AM and FM this evening. 6:30 pregame coverage about to get underway. You heard Coach Willie Green obviously talking about the return of DeJounte Murray, how much he's going to mean to this Pels roster. He spoke a little at practice yesterday as getting ready and amping up his return, and here's what Murray had to say. A lot of interesting stuff here to find out some things going on off the court beside his injury, what Murray was dealing with.
DeJounte, how has this injury been for you? It's not something you've had to deal with in your career.
First and foremost, it was tough. I appreciate the Pelicans leaving a lot of stuff private during that. Before the first game, my mom, she had a stroke, you know, so it was tough to you know, leave and go deal with that. And then as she got better, to come back and, you know, she wanted me to come play. As she got better, she, you know, she wanted me to come play. So I came back the first game, and I think it was just God, like, nah, you need to stay with your mom. You know, so there's a lot going on to it, man, a lot. You know, the injury comes with the game. You know, I was more concerned about my mother. You know, that was my priority because I know how much I work, you know, how much I take care of my body. So I wasn't really worried about, you know, myself as far as recovering and all those different things. But, you know, it's been a long 4 or 5 weeks. I'm excited. You know, my mom's great. I'm healthy. I'm ready to go, you know, ready to, you know, help this team compete, you know, at a high level every single night. So, you know, that's really that.
How did you kind of juggle all that mentally? I mean, that's a lot to...
I mean, I've been through so much, man. You know, I'm numb to a lot. You know, I understand my position. I believe in God. So over time, as I mature, grow up, like I said, I believe in God. So, you know, things happen for a reason. And, you know, I pretty much take care of my mental, being around my family, my kids, you know, so that's important. And like this, doing what I love to do, you know, that was the tough part. Obviously, like I said, my mother, and then being away from basketball, it just was two lessons back and forth. But like I said, man, everything happens for a reason. I'm excited, and that's that.
What's that moment gonna be like when you're introduced and hit the court again?
Now I'm ready to hoop, you know, play for my mother. You know, she's gonna be watching, she's doing well. And obviously play for the Pelicans, you know. I'm ready to compete. Bring that winning spirit, you know, no excuses. I don't care who's down. I don't care how many games we lost. I just know every time I step on the floor, I feel like, you know, we can win games. That's just my mentality, and I feel like it can help carry over to a lot of guys. And that's it, you know, just go out and take it one game at a time. And, you know, the most important thing is trying to get healthy, you know. But at the end of the day, it's next man up in this league. I'm going to forever stand by that. You know, if guys is out, that means there's guys that need to step up.
Welcome back, Pelicans point guard DeJounte Murray. And you heard, not just dealing with that hand issue beforehand, you knew he was out, not at practice, dealing with some personal issues that was reported. And yeah, he gave a shout out to the Pels organization. Obviously, they're keeping things private. I guess he didn't want to let everybody know that mom was dealt with a stroke.
No,
and so he was,
yeah,
you know, dealing not only with his injury, but also having to take care of his mother.
I want to say, and again, memory is funky. We've played so many games since then. It feels like it's been so long ago, but it honestly hasn't. It's been a month and a couple days.
That's a long time, though.
Give or take. I want to say that the Pelicans, it was like, we were talking that night. We were like, is
he going to play?
Is he going to play? Opening night, he ended up playing, and then he got injured like a day or two later. But because he just, all we knew at the time was he had something going on with family. And we were like, okay, well, we want to see you. We'll see you when you get back.
No, and he mentioned there, too, some things are meant to be, and obviously he felt like the injury occurred for a reason, and that reason so he could be at home while he's recovering to help his mom, too, getting back from her stroke. Glad to hear things are doing well in the Murray household, and obviously playing for her tonight. Hopefully he can put up a heck of a game, but I do know, man, oh, man, and you know, too, this lineup has been missing a ton of folks, but, man, we were so excited about the addition of DeJounte Murray, he's going to bring all around the facilitator, the defense. Definitely excited to see him back on the court tonight. And hey, the city uniforms are going to be on display tonight,
yes,
as well.
And they got that hat too. I wasn't going to go to the game, but they've got that hat. I was like, oh, I maybe should have gone to the game. But I did want to say, before we get too separated from it, he said something about you know, the guys that have been holding it down in his absence and kind of everybody's absence. And honestly, it's another addition of the Pelicans' draft and development of players. It's been incredible. You've seen Yves Mezy like kind of taking the stage, and like now he's like, you know, starting constantly for the most part. He's doing incredible. Brandon Boston Jr., we'd all excel on. He was like, I really hope and really think this team's going to want to keep him around in the long run. I hope so. Antonio Reeves had a good game. Like, things haven't gone away, but we've been losing. Yes. Things haven't been as bad as they've been. You know, like, our future isn't shot just because we had 9 guys out. The future looks good. Can we get those guys back and stay good? Who knows?
Exactly, and hopefully this is a, you know, flux of guys coming back to this roster.
Yes,
anxious to see the Pels in action tonight. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off, right here on 870 AM, 105.3 FM. We're going to take a break. Wrap up things when we get back here on Sports Talk tonight. Right after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
On WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, and remind everybody it's not too late to win tickets to the next Saints home game against the LA Rams Sunday in the Caesars Superdome. You can score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group, open bar with premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May. That's all overlooking Champion Square. Winning's easy. You just got to go to WWL.com/contest. Enter a chance to win tickets to the Saints battle against the LA Rams from Dudley DeBosier, official injury lawyer of the Saints, and Saints Radio WWL. Some good news as we went to break, Cullen. We got found out that Jordan Hawkins, dealing with back spasms, will be available for tonight.
I know, I'm so pumped. I was talking to you in a break. We, you know, expectations for
reinforcements,
the lineup,
baby.
Lineup hopeful, nothing concrete. Murray, McCollum, Brandon Boston Jr., Green, Misi. Fingers crossed.
Right.
That sounds like a winner.
I'm interested to see, obviously, too, how many minutes Murray gets tonight in his first game back. Well, I'm sure there's going to be some kind of restriction where we won't get the full load.
I mean, what, 48 minutes in a game? I'd hope low 30s. That's what they did with Durant last
night.
I'd hope
right.
low 30s.
Want to remind everybody, too, happy Thanksgiving. We got football tomorrow starting 11 a.m. kickoff, 11:30. That's Bears and Lions. Then the Giants and Cowboys will follow. And then the nightcap, Dolphins at Packers, all right here, WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. We're going to Pelicans basketball now. Pre-game coverage of facing the Raptors. Have a great night, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. Who dat?